It's Tuesday, and that means it is time for our very own food fairy godmother, the woman who is the biggest voice of the mindful eating movement in South Africa. Her name is Izelle Hoffman. She's a lifestyle chef. She's a cookbook author. She lives and breathes this lifestyle. She's on a Zoom with me because she has a one ingredient that I don't know if we're all familiar with. Hello, Izelle Hoffman.
Hi there, Danny. How are you doing this week?
A little bit cold, very hungry because I now have your cookbook in my hands and I'm looking through all of the recipes, but I'm good. How are you, Izelle?
Danny, I'm also good. Yes, I'm not going to lie. This week is a little bit nippy, which means extra fluffy socks and maybe extra blanket at night. But I get all the extra cuddles from our little sausage dog, which I'm so happy about. Like, she just loves me that little bit extra since last week, which I'm so happy about because she really is like a little teddy with a heartbeat. So a little fluffy, you know, kiss on the cheek and an extra hug is always welcome. And yeah, I must be honest with you, that's really what's been keeping me going this past few days.
So today our one ingredient is something that I don't think a lot of people have on hand. I think it's something that you would eat at like a fancy restaurant for most of us, or if you're eating out somewhere, but I don't think it's something that's necessarily in the cupboard. So tell us what the ingredient is and why you've chosen this one specifically.
Well, Danny, you know, I decided we are talking about cranberries today because, first of all, it's a fantastic pantry ingredient. You know, it's got a good shelf life. I call it little pink raisins, for lack of a better word, sometimes because, you know, often you can take any recipe that you would have put some raisins in there, and if you wanted an extra antioxidant boost, you can replace those with cranberries. But why I love cranberries so much is because it's so rich in antioxidants, and that, of course, helps your body to flush toxins. Leading to your improved digestions and also good metabolism. And why am I telling this today? Because every week we get to talk about healthy guts, healthy body, healthy mind. And this is for that reason, you know, it's a fantastic ingredient to add from cooked meals, warm dishes, casseroles, even to salads. And when you get quite cheeky, you can also add them to a beautiful recipe, which we're going to be discussing later. But, you know, I always talk about anti-inflammatory ingredients, and cranberries is also anti-inflammatory, and they've got high fiber content, again, which is fantastic for the gut. However, you do get a lot of brands of cranberries on the shelf, and I always encourage people, try and be on the lookout for the ones that are sweetened with pineapple juice and not with sugar. Because if you are trying to go the all natural way, you know, and you're trying to cut down sugar, it doesn't help you. You start, you know, indulging in hands full of cranberries and they are extra sweetened with sugar, because I feel, you know, that sort of defeats the purpose. So just as I always advise people, start reading labels, turn those packets around, and start understanding what you put in your body, because remember, it always have, you know, it's always going to have an effect, whether it's going to be a positive or a negative one. And if you are striving to be the healthiest and best version of yourself, let's try and go for the positive, you know, contributes that all ingredients will make to your overall well-being.
Izelle, does it matter if they're fresh cranberries or if they're dried cranberries?
You know, the funny thing is you don't often get fresh cranberries on the shelf. Like, it's not something you can just walk into a retail store and just find. You know, like, you've certain times of the year we get lots of cherries. I absolutely love cherries, by the way. Mm-hmm. I can literally, you know, eat a whole packet up all by myself. You know, but you get your strawberries, your blueberries, your cranberries. Yes, but cranberries fresh is quite rare. I'm not going to say it's something, you know, that's, like I said, always try and go for the dried one because that's readily available and you get it throughout the year. But if you do get fresh cranberries, I'm going to say you won lucky bugger.
Also, though, fresh cranberries might shock you into not liking cranberries because they do not look as they do not taste as good as they look. They're kind of tart and sour. So I would definitely recommend the dried ones. Okay, but now, Izelle, you're gonna make me very sad today because I see the recipe, which is in Mindful Eating on page 158.
Yes.
Butternuts.
but Danny, like, yes, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about butternuts, and I said to you, and once lockdown is over, I'm going to change your perspective, you know, your whole just overall outlook on butternut, because maybe you're not preparing it correctly, and maybe this recipe today can, you know, just change your mind. It's all about changing perspectives, and this might just be it, because we're putting cranberries and walnuts in there today, which is fantastic, yummy ingredients, both to decrease inflammation, of course, as well as the butternuts. And yeah, quite excited to run through all the ingredients.
Okay, so we are stuffing butternuts. I haven't ever stuffed a butternut, but I'm looking at the picture. And even for me, this, I could possibly do this. I see, though, there's rice. There are butternut seeds. Can you eat the seeds?
Yes. So, you know, the butternut skin and the seeds are one of those things majority of people always tend to throw away. But, you know, when you sort of roast them separate, it is so beautiful. Like, especially when you spice them up a little bit, they go completely crunchy. And it's just such a, you know, fantastic add-on to salads or any warm dishes. And, you know, I believe in, you know, consuming high fiber content foods at all times. So, you know, try and also make use of the skin of a butternut. So for that reason, you will see, you know, that the recipe start, you know, by saying preheat the oven, and then we're going to start by baking the butternuts. We have removed the seeds, but we're reserving them for a little bit later. And then we're going to bake those halves as is for 45 minutes in the oven. So for that first 45 minutes, you can sort of carry on with life, do something else. And then you're going to get all your ingredients ready, because this recipe's name today is called Oven Roasted Stuffed Butternut with Walnuts and Cranberries. And if you want to, it's a perfect vegetarian meal all on its own. If you wanted to make it vegan, of course, you will just have to replace the raw honey, like I advise people every week. But this is a fantastic add-on for a beautiful leg of lamb or something like that, maybe for the Sunday lunch table. Or, you know, because we are consuming rice, if you're trying to maintain your weight or lose weight, I won't say this is the ideal dinner option per se. Absolutely love basmati rice. So you're going to pre-cook that. We're going to make use of a, you know, a red onion, some beautiful carrots and celery. We're going to brown that in a little bit of olive oil. We're going to add some sage and dry thyme to that. Onion powder. Absolutely love onion powder. It's one of those, you know, ingredients on the shelf. You don't get it everywhere, but when you do get it, people always try and buy that extra one, because a lot of soup mixes and things like that, the base of that is actually onion powder. That's why majority of the unhealthier recipes, when you're trying to thicken a sauce, we'll always advise you to put a packet of onion powder, well, onion soup, white onion soup per se, to the mix. But, you know, if you want to cut out all the extra stuff that is in there, just opt to go for the clean onion powder that you can find. And then, of course, you know, our walnuts. Now, why did I select walnuts specifically and not, you know, almonds like I always love going for? Because we are working to promote a healthy gut here. And walnuts are so rich in antioxidants. And they're also a fantastic source of omega-3s. They decrease inflammation. They promote a healthy gut. And, yeah, it's just one of those overall beautiful, as soon as you crisp it up in the oven, I promise you, Danny, this one might just be the deal breaker for you. And that's why I get so excited, because I'm also starting to get all hungry the more I look at this picture as we're going through the recipe. But then, yes, of course, sweeten it a little bit with raw honey, and we're going to add some balsamic vinegar to the mix, our black pepper, so we can absorb all these beautiful, you know, nutrients, and then fresh rosemary for garnishing. But you will see Cheeky Zell sneaked in there a little bit of almond flour for dusting. Always have to finish something off with almond flour, even if it's just to sprinkle a little bit of love. I actually started to call it, like, when I sprinkle almond flour over any and everything, it's just that extra bit of love and intent that you know, put on a plate, because you do want the, you know, that extra bit of health, you know, for whoever you're cooking with, as well as for yourself, of course. And you mix all of this together. So you mix the rice, and then you scoop some of the cooked butternut out, and you mix that with the cooked rice, and then your onion and your celery and your carrots that you have sort of stir fried. You mix all of this together, you put it back into the butternut, and that's when you roast it for an extra 10 minutes in the oven, and that's where everything crisps up. You know, the cranberries get a little bit of, I don't know, just this beautiful extra love crispiness on the outside. The walnuts, oh my goodness, they are next level when they're roasted in the oven. Mm-hmm. And of course, that butternut seeds that you place back. So yes, this sounds complicated. It's very straightforward. And every week you ask me, at on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, how difficult is this? I think the most difficult part of this whole recipe is really cutting the butternut in half, because you need a bit of a bicep and a good quality knife for that. But yes, always, you know, if you may be a newbie in the kitchen, get someone to help you. Please don't cut off fingers or anything else. And then, yeah, to preheat that, you know, the oven and to place that in the oven, that really is the most difficult part of this whole recipe.
You know, I'm looking at it and I'm seeing Christmas lunch and I'm seeing Easter weekend, Easter Sunday braai stuff, but in a festive family looking dish. I've got to ask you, all of your recipes are obviously inspired by mindful eating and health and just being you, because that's who you are. But this recipe in particular, it feels so festive and so happy. I want to know the backstory. How did this happen?
Well, Danny, I'm always, it's, you know me so well, clearly, let's not just start there, but, you know, I always cook and strive to get that OMG moment on someone's face, and that's my, oh my word, I cannot believe this is healthy, and, you know, I do believe cooking is my love language, and if I can put something on a plate for someone that's got to put that extra smile on their face, I promise you, that would be the highlight of my day. If you can put a smile on someone's face every day, you know, you've made a difference in someone's life. And isn't that really what life is all about? You know, to be the difference and share the love, because at the end of the day, that is what life is all about. Mm-hmm. Love yourself enough that you can have that extra love to overflow to others. And I'm actually quite a big sucker for cranberries. There's nothing tastier to me than a handful of cranberries with roasted almonds, but it needs to be the salted one. So that's my little go-to snack that I love snacking. You know, it's a bit of pad course or something like that, purely from inflammation and anti-inflammatory point of view. And butternut, I'm sorry for you, I know you hate it, but it's one of my ultimate favorite ingredients. And, you know, this recipe was actually inspired for the Christmas lunch table. So you hit the nail spot on the head there. And yeah, when I develop recipes, I always start with the right ingredients. So what does that mean? I put all the good ingredients that I know is going to be beneficial to my body. I put it out there on the, you know, it can be the table, the counter, wherever you're going to be preparing something. And I just thought to myself one day, but instead of now cooking rice and it's, you know, you dish up rice and then you dish up butternut and then you're going to be maybe having a roast chicken or your leg of lamb or whatever the case, what if I combine all of that? Because think about it. So often when you plan a menu, you know, for your special occasions, people tend to think, okay, but ideally in a perfect world, the person must have a bit of the rice with the meat, with, you know, with a bit of the butternut together, and that will give them a beautiful taste combination. But have a look next time when you sit around a lunch or dinner table, people don't eat like that. They will eat the rice and then the meat and then the pumpkin. But you know, when you put thought into preparing a menu, you actually want people to be combining these ingredients when they eat them together. There's a, for instance, when it comes to wine pairing, there's a reason they say certain wines go better with certain foods to create that taste sensation in the mouth. And I was just like, well, how am I going to explain to everyone they have to have the cranberries with the walnuts, with the rice and the butternut? Ugh, let me just do the thinking for them. I'm going to create one dish where it's all together by default. And yes, I snuck in some extra celery and carrots in there because that counts as extra two vegetables for the kiddies that think they're just eating beautiful pumpkin. Meantime, he's all smiling because they're eating carrots and celery too. Celery, by the way, is not something majority of kids, you know, would grab first on the go for, you know. It's not the all-time favorite at the kiddies party, that I can promise you. So for that reason, I snuck it in there. So you don't actually even taste it, which is just a crowd pleaser, you know, but also a mommy pleaser or a daddy pleaser, because you're going to be smiling while the kids are indulging.
I love this. Okay. Now, if you want a copy of Mindful Eating, it's Izelle's incredible cookbook, 78 recipes. And I promise you, it's not just cooking your way back to health. It's cooking your way back to mental health. It's cooking your way back to happiness. It's cooking your family back. You know, you can love anything back to life. And Izelle's love language is food. And this is definitely that. So if you want a copy of Izelle's love language so that you can love your family as much as she loves hers, all you got to do is SMS the word Mindful Eating to 37942, and we could be sending you an ebook. But with mindfulness isn't just in eating for Izelle, it's in living and everything. And we've reached a part of this year where it doesn't look like anything's going to change. And we've been in lockdown now for 4 months. And a lot of people I see on social media, Izelle, are talking about how the last 4 months were a waste. They could have, they should have maybe eaten better, drank less, exercised a little bit more. But I know that you're super mindful about these things. And I know that you always try and make us feel better, but kind of motivate us to take the next step. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the next 4 months and how we can use those to become everything that we still believe we can in 2020.
Well, you know what I always say, don't say one day, change it around and say day one. You know, it's never too late to make a change in your life. If you're still alive and you're still with us and you still can make a difference, start by making a difference in your own lifestyle. You know, evaluate your life a little bit. Where is the parts in your life, the parts in your health, maybe how you feel, oh, I could have lost, you know, or I need to lose a little bit of weight or something like that. Write all that stuff down and analyze yourself a little bit and start making the necessary steps to improve those. Because really think about it. What is the difference between, you know, we always have that thing we're saying, one day I want to do that. But why do you keep saying one day? Why don't you make it day one of the process of getting there? You know, a dream is only a dream and a non-reality till you make it a reality. And the difference between that is start writing the necessary steps down. So often people tell me, I wish I can do this or I wish I can do that. Okay, but what's stopping you? Your mindset is stopping you. Because if you're going to write that down and you're going to look at that every single day, you're going to proactively think about what can I do next in order to get me to the next step, in order to get me to where I need and want to be. And that, people, starts with self-love again. You know, so often, you know, I tell people, you might not always like what I have to say if you ask my straightforward opinion, but you're always going to know exactly where you stand with me. You know, don't come to me and say, Izelle, I need help with my health. I need help to get all my ducks in a row. And then I tell you the inconvenient truth and the necessary steps that you need to take. And then you don't like what I have to say. Yeah. Sometimes we all have to put our big old panties on and, you know, pull our socks up a little bit and say, okay, Izelle, well, I'm here in my life. Is this, am I happy with where I am right now? If the answer is no, then the question arises, why? Why am I unhappy with where I am in my life right now? And then start writing those things down. And so often we lie to ourselves because, you know, we always want to keep telling ourselves we're okay, but maybe deep down inside we're not. So if lockdown is still going to carry on, and like you say, it's such uncertain times, which means we are starting to doubt a lot of things, you know, our stability, our financial stability, relationships, because if you are uncertain, you start doubting any and everything around you. But the only thing, the best thing you can do right now is focus on yourself and becoming the best and healthiest version of yourself, because you're going to see eventually the rest is going to fall into place. Yeah. I always say to people, what is your purpose in life? Are you living that purpose in life? Because think about it. I can't say to you, Danny, I guarantee you on this day that, you know, in 10 years time, I'm still going to be talking to you. That's the one thing I actually can't guarantee you. You know, I can write you a letter and put it in a time capsule and say, Danny, in 10 years, open that. That I can do. But I can't guarantee that I'm even going to be here tomorrow. So are people really giving their 100% in every second of the day and making the best of themselves in order to live their best life? And that is, you know, it's so important because, you know, you don't want to reach that end of the tunnel and one day look back and say, what if, you know, because that's where the what if starts that you were talking about earlier. people. You know, as much as I love social media and the sense of social media as a means to get communication out there, but unfortunately it's also a platform where people tend to start doubting themselves, because all of a sudden you compare yourselves to others, and that's the last thing you should be doing. Remember, we're all unique. We 100% authentic ourselves. And if you start comparing yourselves to other people, you're not 100% Danny anymore, or you're not 100% Izal anymore. If I start comparing myself to you, Danny, I might end up being a 60% Izal, true Izal, and a 40% wannabe Danny.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, that's where a lot of mental, you know, issues for people start, in the sense of, I'm not good enough. I'm not thin enough. I don't look like that. You know, growing up, I mean, I've been blonde my whole life. Growing up, I always wanted pitch black hair. I just thought it was the most beautiful hair color in the world.
Dang.
Can I wear black hair? No, I can't. You know, so it's just one of those things. We tend to always want to have what we don't have. But what if we just start being happy with what we have right now? What if we just start being happy with where we are in life right now? Because so often people say to me now, you know, we get to talk to people on a different basis or on a daily basis even, and they say, can't wait till things go back to normal. But people, what if this is the new normal?
Yeah.
I don't even think once Corona is completely over, life is going to go back to exactly it was before Corona, because things are forever changing, adjusting, evolving. And I think we as human beings need to, you just write it down on paper. This is where I am right now. This is where I strive to be. And what is the necessary steps that I need to take in order to get there?
You know, I always feel so motivated and uplifted every single Tuesday after I speak to you. But it doesn't only have to be a Tuesday, because if you want to feel motivated and uplifted, I promise you, Izal's social media is the place to go. It's Izal Hoffman Lifestyle on Facebook and at Izal Hoffman on Instagram and Twitter. And every week she does these cool things on her Instagram where she does cook-alongs and she does things for Ignition TV. So Izal, what's happening this week?
Well, Danny, I'm actually making this beautiful oven-roasted stuffed butternut tomorrow night for Chef Graham. I'm so excited to see what he's going to be making with all these fantastic ingredients, because I did say to him, this really does taste like Christmas on a plate. So that's why I was smiling earlier when you said to me, no, what is the story behind all of this? It really just tastes like happiness on a plate. And I said to Graham, listen, last week you didn't manage to say broi, broiki the correct way, but this week I am going to sort of challenge you with what is just feel good ingredients that's readily available throughout the year here in South Africa. So I'm not too sure what sort of squash he might make use of on his side. You never know what he's going to be foraging or get to buy there in Scotland, but be on the lookout for that. Then tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock on my Instagram live, I will be making the recipe as it is in the book, because it's always home chef versus restaurant chef. And then yes, talking to interesting motoring personalities every week for Ignition TV, and this week is nothing short of that. So if you want to look at the Facebook Live interview, that's Saturdays at 12, but also be on the lookout on Ignition TV for the episodes that started playing a couple of weeks ago for that as well.
Izal Hoffman, I love talking to you on a Tuesday. I could talk to you the whole Tuesday.
Well, Danny, then yeah, this is going to be a fantastic week, because next week, Tuesday, we get to talk again.
I know, I'm so excited. Izal, thank you so much. And like I said, if you want a copy of Mindful Eating, all you've got to do is SMS the words Mindful Eating to 37942 and follow Izal at Izal Hoffman on Instagram and Twitter, and Izal Hoffman Lifestyle Chef, which is what she is, on Facebook. Izal, boy, donkey.
Thank you so much, and have a fantastic and blessed week.